It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
So the gauntlet was thrown down, as I said at the top of the show, by me and Joe, for Walt to create a radio game. And
enjoying your own creation already, are we?
And also to come up with the bumper. So we threw down this. Walt has come up with a bumper, which I will play shortly. But first, I would like Walt to explain what we are about to play.
No, I can't. Well, okay.
The game.
<Can't>.
Well, this is going to be hard to play.
What, you want me to tell you what we're going to do?
I came up with the name Cans. Now, what would you think it is?
About Pip's tits.
Boobies.
What would you think it's about? The name of the game is Cans.
I thought boobies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think of the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, we know you.
No, who are you talking to? Me or him?
No, he's absolutely a creep.
No, I'm a creep.
You know, and I got to be honest. I think my wife thought the same thing when I
because
said,
you're a creep, and we know you.
Well, it's not about.
Yeah, but don't act like horrified and mortified that we would assume this.
Do I look horrified and mortified?
A little bit.
No,
I don't. No, I don't.
You're a creep.
No, the name of the game is Cans because you're going to guess questions of is the person a Mexican? A Puerto Rican or
God.
A Dominican.
Finally, a fun game I can enjoy.
Who's going to be the Mexican in the question? So I'm going to give you the choices, and you're going to
are these
guess.
Famous people?
Yes. No. They're the guy.
I don't know. I know
that dude. That's Manuel. Yeah. Right on. One point on the board.
First.
I made it where it's not obvious.
Okay.
That's an object of a game. Because you don't run a casino.
Manuel, and I'm going to ask you who the Mexican is. Yeah.
All right, let's play the bumper leading in, and we will discuss the bumper.
Okay.
And then we will get into the game. So hold on. Here's Walt's Creek. But that's the thing. We kind of needed to know what the fuck we were listening to. A nice voiceover would have really made that a piece.
Well, I got to be honest about that. I'll tell you about that later.
No, tell me about it now. We're discussing it now.
All right. Well, Joe made that for me.
Yeah.
Oh, you motherfucker. I messaged him. I go, do you want Joe to help you with this? And he never fucking responded. So you already.
I was about. I was about to put the vocal on. I go, I can't put the. I did. I put.
So you were going to let us believe he did it?
Yeah, for a little bit. We're going to tell you at the end, though.
All right. So
I said, Joe, don't tell him.
So failure number one, because no, that was
no.
part of
no, actually, that's not failure.
Sure it is.
What did you say to me? Make a bumper.
He outsourced.
Right? It's even better that I outsourced.
No, but I said, I got Joe. I admit it. I got Joe. I can't do it. You go, I'll do it. I'll get somebody.
That's it, and I did.
No, you got my guy. You got my guy. You got my
guy. Well, let's say what's
like calling me up. Go, David, can you help me write this game? That's what you got my guy.
But what if he needs his lawn cut and he's got your landscape? But my lawn guy, it was my guy. Who cares?
But you don't poo-poo my landscaper and then ask for the landscaper to do the thing. That's the thing. You poo-pooed. There was some poo-pooing.
And the funny thing is, you go, you know, it would have been better if you had a voice in on that. And I actually did the voice. I'm like, they're going to know it's me. I can't put it on there. I know you know.
Walt could have recorded something and then you could have.
Put it over or you could have put a towel over the mic or something.
Look, where was his fucking direction when he was making it, you asshole? See, it's not so easy. You could have recorded your voice and had him put it over too.
Maybe.
And not so easy. Even when he does it for you, you fuck it up.
I didn't fuck it up.
A little fucking.
We didn't even have to tell you.
Yeah, but yeah, I was going to say you're honest, but you're not. A little deceitful.
We came clean.
Well, you did. Because it would have come out at some point. Maybe one of your friends that grew up with would have fucking told me.
Joe, funny.
Very funny. Inside, very funny. Very funny.
I never said I wasn't going to tell him.
Yeah, we said it. Tell him.
Bunch of fucking Trump-like thieves over here conspiring. All right. All right. So it's Puerto Rican, Dominican, Mexican.
Mexican.
Ay, ay, ay.
All right. So who's keeping score?
You want to keep score? I'm keeping score.
That's Pip. Pip, you're playing, though, too.
Yes. Yeah, but I can keep score, too. Right. I can do all those
things.
It's not
that difficult. We'll be
so
fine.
So this is how it goes. I'm going to say, who's the Puerto Rican? And I'm going to give you five choices, and then you guys are going to guess which one is the Puerto Rican.
Gotcha.
All right. So there's only one of the
five.
So there's only like one Puerto Rican in each.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh wait. So we can guess. You're going to ask us, is it a Puerto Rican
this
or
is really
a...
not the fucking heart of a game?
Well, the way you explain it is. So
I'm going to give you five names. I ask you who the Puerto Rican is in it.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
All right.
So the first group of five is Patrick Swayze, Vanna White, Drew Carey, Sybil Shepherd, or Jimmy Fallon. One of those is a Puerto Rican.
Now, how much Puerto Rican are they? Like, is it like a taste, or like, is one it like, is, are we playing Puerto Nazi Rican rules? Because
oh my God!
Holy smokes!
We're playing Nazi.
Well, Nazi rules mean even if there's a little taste, right. You're going in the oven.
This is the 23 and me version.
What is 23
and me version is? All you have to do is have a smidgen.
Let's go. Some Nazi rules.
What were the names again?
Patrick Swayze.
By the way, Pip.
Drew Carey.
Nazi rules.
Sybil Shepherd.
Okay.
Or Jimmy Fallon.
I will guess first. I will go with Jimmy Fallon.
I'll go with Jimmy Fallon.
Ooh. Wait. I'm sorry. Can you read them one more time?
Patrick Swayze. Vanna White. Drew Carey, Sybil Shepherd, or Jimmy Fallon?
I think Vanna White.
Is that your final answer?
It is.
No, we're going to wait another 20 minutes and go. You've got another go-around.
Okay. Not much is known about Vanna's real father, whose name is Miguel Angel Rosich.
Wow.
Except that he was born in Ponce, Puerto Rico, and abandoned the family when she was a child. So the answer is Vanna White.
Nice.
Very good.
Wow,
thank you.
Very good.
So Pip is good.
She's Vanna Rican.
Play the song again.
Oh, boy.
No, we don't have to play it in between.
No, it's not that good.
All right. Who is the Mexican? Who is the Mexican?
No, we got it.
All right. This is for baseball fans. Ralph Kiner. Catfish Hunter. Bobby Thompson. Ted Williams. Or Pete Rose.
Well, Pip, you can go first.
Pip, Ralph Kiner, Catfish Hunter, Bobby Thompson, Ted Williams, or Pete Rose. One of those gentlemen is a Mexican.
I'm going to say Ted Williams.
I'll say Ralph Kiner.
I'll go Pete Rose.
It is widely known that Baseball Hall of Famer Ted Williams has Welsh and Irish roots, but his Mexican roots, his mother was Mexican, are not as well documented because William purposely hid them from the world.
You know what's interesting now? Ted Williams' head is separated from his body by a big, beautiful wall.
Wow.
If I had my mother's name, there is no doubt I would have run into problems in those days considering the prejudices people had in Southern California.
Wow.
So Ted Williams.
You could tell which head is his. There's a sombrero on it.
So Pip is up 2-0.
This
you weren't offense
happens.
About that one.
No, I wasn't. I was just giving you a cockeyed look like, really?
Okay. Who is the Rican?
Oh, God.
Who is the Rican?
The one without electricity.
David Copperfield.
Oh, God.
Penn Jillette. David Blaine. Doug Henning. Or Harry Houdini.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, that's not in there.
Which nation is Puerto Rican?
Puerto Rican. Just
Joe, you go first.
Penn Jillette.
What are the choices again?
Copperfield, Gillette, Blaine, Henning, or Houdini?
I'll say Blaine.
I'm going to go with Blaine.
David Blaine for his
next trip.
Blaine will become Latino.
He
is the son of a Russian Jewish mother named Patrice Maureen White and a Puerto Rican father named William Perez.
So you're 3-for-3 on this.
I am.
You are 3-for-3.
Wow. I'll tell you what. The president needs you on the border.
That was a foot race.
Oh, you were going there too?
Yeah.
No. Yes. No. Pip, I love you. You're hired. Your hair matches my skin. It's a match made in heaven. You're the best. You're beautiful.
You're great. Great game.
You could be attorney general.
Yeah. I can sniff Latin blood, apparently.
That game is great.
You
can.
Have you dated a Latin man?
Do you
yes.
want to?
See?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what she
said.
Yeah. See.
See.
So, like, what?
She's Latino by ejection.
Well, I don't know if it went that far.
No.
No?
Wait. Was the other one? Yeah, don't yeah. Look at me. No, no one. Yes, the other.
Yes. I did fuck the Mexican.
Did you fuck the Mexican?
Well, it was from Spain, so.
Oh, that's Spanish.
Spanish.
They're not in this game. Are they Spain a can?
You were in Spain?
No, I was not.
Oh. Spain
was too generic.
Spain a can.
All right. ¿Quién es a Mexicano?
Nosotros.
That means who
is
the Mexican in Spanish?
Thank you, Walt.
Gracias. Yeah.
Fergie. Lady Gaga.
Which Fergie? The British Fergie or the one in the band?
The band.
The singer. The singer. It seems
Fergie,
to go.
Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Adele, or Madonna?
Oh, for motherfucking sake. This is Mexican.
This is a Mexican. Who is Mexican? Fergie, Lady Gaga, Beyonce, stupid. Adele, or Madonna?
I'll go with Adele, because she looks like she might be able to smuggle a couple of Mexicans in there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really? This whole game is fucking wrong. Don't you judge me.
I'm going with Fergie.
I'm going with Fergie, too.
Well, of course. She's the one you want to go with.
Black Eyed Peas singer Fergie.
Yay. Well, wow, the racism runs strong within you.
1/18th Mexican, but they're claiming her.
Okay.
1/18th.
See?
What are you, 4 for 4?
Yeah.
She's amazing. This and orgasms are really her strong point.
Yeah. Orgasms with Latinas? Mwah!
She's really good at this.
See?
Oh, we get it. You know a word.
Which Rat Pack member had the best PR?
What?
Which Rat Pack member had the best PR?
Puerto Rico.
One of them are. Sinatra, Dean Martin, Joey Bishop, Peter Lawford, or Sammy Davis Jr.?
Bishop.
I'd say Sinatra.
Sinatra, Martin, Bishop, Lawford, or Davis Jr.?
Pip? I'm just waiting for her answer.
I'm going to say Bishop.
I was going to say Bishop, too, but I think he's kind of Jewy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
About who's got the best lawyer. Who's got the best PR?
I got the best. He's with the FBI. I'm going to go Lawford because I never heard of him.
Peter Lawford? You don't
Peter
know
Peter Lawford?
Is?
Yeah.
No. You ever hear him, Joe?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Peter Lawford was the Kennedys, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Married to one of the Kennedys, yeah.
Did he die in a plane crash?
That was his connection, Sinatra's connection to John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
It was Peter Lawford.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Entertainer Sammy Davis Jr., the only nine white member of the Frank Sinatra.
Did you mention
Rat
Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that name wasn't mentioned.
It was.
No, he did.
It
was.
Was
the last one.
He was born in New York City to an African American father, Sammy Davis Jr. Sr., and a Puerto Rican mother named Elvira Sanchez.
Wow.
You know, I was going to say, but
who
I.
Who was born in San Juan. So, Sammy Davis Jr. is the Puerto Rican in that group.
Best line on All in the Family. Yeah, Mr. Davis there. I know you was born black, but why'd you turn Jew?
Oh, wow.
More cream in your eye.
Who's going to be on the other side of the wall with guns?
David Hogg.
My God.
Right. Tarantino, Uma Thurman, Steve Buscemi, Harvey Keitel, or Tim Roth?
I'm going to say
one of them is Mexican.
I'm going to say Buscemi.
I'll say Uma Thurman.
Wait a second. I got to.
Pip needs to go to Ancestry.com real quick and dial in another answer.
No.
Steve Buscemi, Harvey Keitel, or Tim Roth?
Can I change my pick?
No, this is it. You're done.
Right.
Men have
this
died.
This is official, Joe.
You filled out the little form.
I want to say Buscemi.
You said...
I'll stick with Buscemi.
Oh, because she just fucking said it.
Yes.
Who were you going to say? I said Uma Thurman.
Just say Buscemi. I'm going to stick with Buscemi.
Who were you going to say?
I was going to say Tarantino.
She may have starred in Pulp Fiction, but here's a fact for you. Uma Thurman's mother, Nina Von...
Don't be stunned. I can be racist, too.
...was a model born in Mexico City in 1941.
Wow.
Uma Thurman is the Mexican.
I'm surprised.
Isolate that. What? Don't be stunned. I can be racist, too.
Oh, my God. You guys are going to pull out your racism on this one.
Oh, God.
It's not a penis. Why are we pulling it out?
Which superhero loves Taco Bell?
Wow. Really? Do you mean because they were stoner?
Mexican. All right.
It's not really. Mexicans are insulted by that.
Linda Carter, who played Wonder Woman. Helen Slater, who played Supergirl. Yvonne Craig, who played Batgirl. Julie Newmar, who played Catwoman. Or Scarlett Johansson, who played Black Widow.
And this is for...
This is a Mexican.
Who's
I just love to see your fucking Google search history, by the way.
Linda Carter, Helen Slater, Yvonne Craig, Julie Newmar, or Scarlett Johansson.
What do you got, Pip?
Craig.
Yvonne Craig?
Yep.
I go Linda Carter.
Linda Carter is Wonder Woman.
Who did Julie Newmar play?
Catwoman.
Catwoman.
I'll go Julie Newmar.
The Marvel character Wonder Woman isn't Latino, but Linda Carter, the woman who first portrayed her on the 70s TV show The New Adventures, is.
Oh, there you go, John.
Carter's father is Irish-American descent. Her mother, Juana Cordova, is of Mexican heritage.
You know what else?
Wow.
Linda Carter, great set of cans. Oh. So you can throw that in there, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Remember that cartoon on Saturday with that one lady, Isis? Almighty Isis.
Oh, yes.
She was a science teacher and then turned into like a superhero, Isis. Yeah. Couldn't show that show today, huh?
No, you couldn't.
No, but there's still black people running around with that name. I think it's an Egyptian queen or something.
It was.
It was. I loved that show.
That was a good show.
Oh, I watch that every weekend.
I love them. They're delicious. I have cherry Italian Isis. Say, I have some lemon Isis.
Isis, yes.
Yeah, I used to get a rod watching her in her lab coat. You know,
did you?
Didn't she spin around or something?
Yeah. Almighty Isis. Yeah.
No wonder they tore down that fucking home after you moved out.
Which boy?
Wait a minute. Hold on. We're talking scientific. Okay, well, so far, Joe 1, Davin 2, and I have 4.
All right.
How many more we got?
I think we got 3 left.
All right.
Which broad is paying for the wall?
Broad.
Wait a minute. Mexico? Are we still in Mexico?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Is that still happening? Okay.
Which broad is paying for the wall?
Which dame? Which senorita?
Meredith Baxter Burney, who played Elise Keaton. Judith Light, who played Angela Bauer. Felicia Rashad played Claire Huxtable. Katie Sagal played Peg Bundy. And Joanna Kearns played Maggie Seaver.
I'll go Katie Sagal.
I'm going Katie Sagal, too.
I'm going Sagal.
Wow! From 1985 to 1992, Joanna Kearns played the quintessential American mother Maggie Seaver on the classic. Kearns was born Joanna Lucy de Verona and is of mixed Mexican-Irish heritage. Her father was David, is a Mexican-American, and her mother was Martha, is an Irish-American.
Wow.
So, Joanna Kearns.
Wow.
By the way, how does one search for all this? What is the Google search? Because I need to know.
You don't want to look at his search.
This is a good game.
I'm not complaining about the game.
The game is a good game.
Much better than the fucking musical fucking start. But
I had to make it kind of stink to get you off the trail.
Good job. It sucked. Good job. It sucked. Now, the game is. But how
was it good? It just needed a voiceover on it.
Like Mexican.
I'll tell you. We got 2 more questions. I'll tell you how I did.
Is this a game that could be replicated, or did you blow your Mexican load on
this?
Here
we go. Waste of a perfectly good Mexican.
What? Wait, what?
It's a waste of a perfectly good Mexican. Here's your choices. Nicole Richie, Miley Cyrus, Paris Hilton, Snooki, or Ariana Grande.
Where you going?
I'm going to go with Miley Cyrus.
What are the choices?
Nicole Richie, Miley Cyrus, Paris Hilton, Snooki, Ariana Grande.
I'm going to go Nicole Richie.
All right, wait a second. So he says Richie, and who did you say, Joe?
I said Miley. Miley Cyrus.
Until you say something, then he has the right to change it.
I'm going to say Grande.
It's not a fucking Starbucks order.
So we got Grande, Richie,
Cyrus.
Nicole Richie is known as Lionel Richie's adopted daughter. The key word being adopted. Richie was actually born Nicole Camille Escovedo to a Mexican mother.
See, I knew Snooki was like,
right.
I think like Snooki's Italian. Parents were like from Chilicán or something.
Chilicán. Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Like, that was going to be my first thing. Like, oh, no, wrong.
Yeah.
Last one.
I think I got the last one here.
So what's the score? Do I have a shot at tying?
1, 2. You have 3, and I have 4.
And yeah, Joe has.
And Joe has 1.
Yeah.
All right, Joe's in it for the glory on this one. You can tie her.
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Yes, this is very.
We've thought of it many a time.
Who works at the PR firm?
Oh God.
Justin Bieber, Mark Ronson.
Who the fuck is Mark Ronson?
He's a music producer.
Why don't you just get people off the fucking street at this point?
It's Mark Ronson.
So Justin Bieber, Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, Justin Timberlake, or Pharrell Williams?
We're going Puerto Rican?
Mars.
The Puerto Rican.
Timberlake. A Puerto or Rican. A Pharrell.
Pip, you go first.
Justin Bieber, Mark Ronson.
No, Joe, you go first. Then Pip,
Bruno
then I'll go.
Mars.
I'm going
Justin Timberlake or Pharrell.
I'm going Bruno Mars.
Pip?
I was actually thinking the same thing.
I'm going to go Pharrell.
So you're doing Bruno Mars, and yeah. Pharrell.
I'm yep. going Pharrell.
Did you know that he's part Puerto Rican? Yep. Bruno Mars.
Motherfucker!
Oh! Born Peter Hernandez, who is usually referred to as just Filipino.
Wait a minute. You're telling me Bruno Mars isn't his real name? I'm calling bullshit. I'm calling bullshit.
There's your game.
Very good. Very
good.
Good
job.
Good,
good
game.
Game.
Good game.
Good game.
That was it. So, all right. So, how does this right. search happen? Because it's up to no
I'll
good.
Let me have my papers back.
You throw them, you asshole.
I'll show you how it
is. In
a moment of victory.
Up?
It's like he gets his graduation cap. He throws it. Where's the cap? I need my cap. I want to save it.
I want it back.
So, what I would do is I would go. I went online and I said, famous Mexicans. So
okay.
So I would come up and Linda Carter would come up.
Oh, I got you.
So Linda Carter. So now I got Linda Carter, who's Wonder Woman. So now I think of four other names.
In the same category.
In the same
category. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Good job.
That's how I do it.
Very nice.
Now you feel like you accomplished something. Isn't that nice? Good job, Walt.
This was done the day after. So I forget to do it.
Funny.
That was good. That was a good game.
Yeah, I liked it.
A little racist, but a good game. A little racy. But.
I said to my wife, she goes, really? You're going to go with the racism, the Mexican thing? That's all I got.
That was it. So will this be brought to the podcast?
This stuff will be brought to the podcast.
Because we can't really claim it as ownership because Walt is venturing out on his own.
No, yes. Right.
Maybe. We'll see, maybe.
If he can
who
convince.
Talks with somebody to do it.
Wait, you and Watson again?
No.
Who are you in talks with? Is it a Mexican?
No.
Or a Mexican?
Actually, I'll tell you. I'm in talks with John Peasy. John Peasy in starting a podcast station where we would get shows like yours and put them all on the station.
Why?
Why not?
Okay.
There's the answer.
I thought why was a fine question, by the way.
Why not?
So, like, does each puppet have their own show, too? Is that how it's going to be?
Yes. Each puppet will have their own show.
So what is your and Peasy's show going to be about?
It's not going to be mine and Peasy's.
Oh, so you're going to have your own show?
Yeah.
So what?
Peasy will have his own thing.
Okay. So what? So it will your show be solo?
No, I'll get somebody to do it. Probably Schultes or something. I'll ask him if he wants to do it.
What will it be about?
I haven't gone that far.
Really?
I'm in stage zero right now.
Stage. Like, but then, what interests you?
I like to talk about the news and make fun of the daily stories every day. So
it'll be topical every day.
And whatever it is, bring it out and then make fun of.
And how? And will this be a weekly show or
probably weekly?
What do you want? About an hour,
two, three,
two on the news. Good luck with that.
I can do it.
That's a good time for this.
I'll throw this in and I'll throw in Waltak. You know,
please don't throw in Waltak.
Yeah, Waltak was funny. I listened to a couple of those the other day.
Of course you did. Nobody loves you like you.
Nobody does.
Nobody loves you like you.
All right. Well, keep us apprised.
I will.
We look forward to your return on the air.
Yes.
On the John Peasy Network. Now, are you guys going to build a studio or?
We haven't talked about it.
A lot of planning went on to this. I know a studio in Long Island.
Well, they just started to talk about it.
There's a place in Long Island they can use. I heard big things were going to happen there.
Stage negative zero right now.
Well, I know you've been talking about coming back to the airwaves.
Yeah.
I know you did something with Johnny. You guys had your niche.
Johnny Watts, yep.
Johnny, is that what he's going by now?
No.
Okay.
We did it, but I was at my house, and I was doing it over.
That was an anti-woman show, as I recall.
Yes.
Excuse me.
I forgot about that show.
Did you?
That's right. It was an anti-woman show.
Basically, it was a shut up and cook.
Oh, my God.
Shut up and cook.
That's what they should have called it if they were smart. That's what they would have.
You're going to see me and Johnny would make up memes. It's like the stuff we put out there. Like a woman be there, we like stop you crying before we give you something to cry about.
Holy
like
shit.
Shocking it didn't get corporate sponsorship.
Yeah, right.
I don't understand.
I forgot about that. Holy shit.
Was your wife aware of these shenanigans?
She had no idea.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Well, it's not completely stupid. He knows what to keep under the lid.
She did, actually, because she would see on Facebook the that I would
put up. Oh, you haven't blocked her on Facebook?
After Shut Up and Cook, men are talking.
And don't make me tell you, a special segment, don't make me tell you twice.
Yeah.
Why don't you blow me to close this show?
Oh, my God.
And this segment of Why Don't You Blow Me, right. Some yappy dame was all talking to me at the supermarket. I'm like, hey, bitch, why don't you shut up and blow me?
Next week, yes, those.
Your sister.
Now we're going to show pictures of four battered women, and we're going to discuss why they didn't listen.
We're going to play Who Had It Coming.
Yeah. That's the name of the game. Right, right. And that's the premise, God. And that's the name. Right? See, we're here to help.
It wasn't that bad, but it was close.
It was really fucking close.
Oh, my God.
Where are they filming? They're going to be live at a women's shelter this week.
Oh, my God. Do live interviews and giving away the address.
So how did you disappoint your husband?
Yeah, right. Right.
Live in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Yeah. Our next segment. Yes, you do look fat in those pants.
Our last segment still has a shred of self-worth as Walt and Johnny try to rip it away from
you. Yeah,
him.
Right.
Look at you. You look fat. You think you look good in that? Yeah. What are you, a size 6? Ugh.
Does this make me look fat?
Yes, it does. It does.
Put down a ho-ho, stupid.
Oh, God.
Relationship advice from Walt and Johnny. You're doing it wrong. It's your fault. Take it. Take it all. Next.
Your bill from 16 plus came in.
16 plus. He's saying sizes.
Oh, I thought. Is that like the dress barn?
It's a store. Yeah.
It's a store? Oh, yeah, I never heard of that.
Should have been a where?
What are you,
been a
Triple O? Like stores that no longer exist?
16. That was the name of the store.
The store should have been aware.
Past, I'm thinking you're doing,
not too long ago.
You're doing Triflo's bit here.
J.J. Boyd does Triflo.
No, he doesn't. I remember he had J.J. Boyd had a bit about tomato juice beer or something.
Tomato juice beer? Oh, wait, isn't that?
Clamata or something?
Yeah, Clamata.
But that's actually kind of a thing that people do.
He had a bit about it.
Yeah.
Clamata, yeah. Clamata. The Spanish, the Mexicans love to put beer in it.
Yeah. Clamata. Yeah, no.
Is that how you're going to call them from now on, the Mexicans?
Cans.
You could also catch that if you don't, sexual disease.
Clamata.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was the joke to reference.
Fucking just turned on you. Fucking turn. I let that say it.
Well, hey, thanks for the bumper.
Fucking sunk their little fags in you, didn't
he? He turned really quick, didn't he?
I was Jesus fucking Christ. Silent in the fucking two of them. She gives you silence and he fucking rips into you.
Know what it was, Joe? I wasn't even paying attention, but my body just said, you got to say something to
them. Yeah, right.
Sorry about that.
It was like a knee-jerk reaction attacking you.
It's like you're fired. No, not really. I just had to. It's not official until I tweet it. We're still good.
Funny.
Don't check your Twitter feed.
Yeah, really?
That's funny. You're still good. Just don't check your Twitter feed.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, very well done.
Yes, very good. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
I'm impressed. I thought it was going to be sexually oriented, but you went to your fallback, racism, which I appreciate. The fact that you played to your strengths and you put a creative spin on it. It was a very challenging game.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Some of us people who don't look at race, it was really impossible. But for people like Pip who judge people by their race, she really excelled.
Don't forget, in that too, when they pop up, who's Mexican, they would bring up people like, Michelle Rodriguez. She's
Puerto
Rican.
Oh, and you can't use Michelle Rodriguez.
I can't use Michelle Rodriguez because that's the answer.
Yeah, right.
No, very good. Challenging game. Seems like it would have taken a little while to do.
It's good. Four or five minutes.
No. Really? That quick?
Not eight.
Look at him toiling away.
Twice as long as sex.
Twice as long as sex.
By the way, just anybody who's listening to the show, the Yankees are down 10-1 right now.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh.
Thanks.
Has Stanton made contact yet, or are we still waiting?
How's the Mets doing?
Did they bring the little T-ball stand out?
Yes.
How's the Mets doing?
Jeez.
They are losing 6-4.
Pew.
Ouch.
Stanton's got 2 strikeouts, but he does have a hit.
Whoa! Oh, it's nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's trying.
But Aaron Judge. The Judge is in. He's 3-3.
Oh. Really? Yeah. Too bad nobody's on base.
Yeah.
There it is.
There's your one run.
There you go. All right. What are you going to do?
Keep them coming, love.
Painful.
All right. Let's thank some folks for allowing this to transpire. All right. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. I believe there's a show that's being prepared. We have a date?
Not yet. We're still preparing.
They're still preparing. But ever, experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Walter, what's going on at the club?
Show this weekend. We have Mitchell Walters headlining. We have you on the show, Davin Rosenblatt. Show starts at 9 o'clock. www.jokerscomedyclubny.com for tickets. And hopefully we'll see you. This is supposed to be a 75-degree day.
That'll help.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that'll bring him in.
And like great attendance helping a gig.
It's been fucking freezing for 3 months here, and the snow's been coming down. It's going to be nice,
you're
but if you want to...
sleeping outside in a tent.
Yeah, but if you want to come inside from that lovely weather, we got shit for you to do.
That's exactly what it is. That'll be snow or 75.
That'll be a good show. I got some people coming out. Pip might come out, as it turns out.
I have to say.
Got to let me know. That'd be lovely to see you up here.
Yeah, we'll bring you up.
No.
To do what?
No.
No, I don't mean on stage. I mean bring you in.
Oh,
like, yeah, where do you live? You live down south, south from here, right?
Down south, I do.
What I mean.
I see what you mean. I'm not going on that stage.
We weren't asking for it, sweetie.
Good. Okay.
I don't know where that was said.
You said bring you up, and I went,
I thought you meant on stage, too.
Yeah, I did.
Like she had something to contribute.
trust me, I don't.
No. I mean, she used to be good, but that was a long time ago. It's been a long... Although, like some people, maybe she doesn't have to write. Maybe, you know, you got your... whatever minutes, and you just keep on trolling that out there. I'm not saying comics do that, but comics do that.
You know what? Some people actually do find me funny. They're not in the room, but some people do.
No, I said you were good. I just said that.
I know you were good.
I found you funny. I'm just saying you don't need to write because that's not a requirement. That's all I'm saying. If you have like one catchy bit, you could do it forever.
Yeah.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
Mm-hmm.
And ever.
But if you don't... ever.
You know, that last ever hurt, Joe.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I mean that. I'll take the ever back.
I always find it funny if you can make a bit up about Heinz ketchup.
Wow. That's fire. Look at
you do that.
It works.
It does work.
That's a great bit.
Did I just get a fucking homework assignment?
No, because Joe's got his angry ketchup bit.
Angry do the angry ketchup bit.
That's what it is. It's the angry... Joe's pissed off about ketchup. Now he's going to rant about it and eat it while he has fucking heart disease.
Yeah, right. Joe's taking his take.
I love that bit.
Of course.
Upset by a condiment. Yeah, that's me.
He's the condiment comic. Joe, give us your mayonnaise bit.
All right, mayonnaise. What do you got to keep it refrigerated for? What the hell?
Mustard. Spicy mustard.
Spicy. Why does it got to be spicy? Just make it yellow. Why is it yellow? It's not mustard. Scared. You know?
<That's funny. laughs> You play a camp, you're ready to go.
Why is mustard?
Joe, give me some sauerkraut material.
Right.
This guy's good.
Yeah.
He's got all the condiments.
He's
covered.
The condiment king.
I didn't see that salsa bit coming.
You know what? That's right. You know what? He gets really edgy when he goes into sriracha. Yeah.
Sriracha. Yell out any condiment. I got a joke.
Oh, God.
Oh, somebody wants the headline. Somebody wants the headline.
I know where you were going with that. That's
yes, you do.
Very inside, very funny. Brilliant. That's great.
See the show. You'll know.
Oh, that's fucking funny, man.
I got a Miracle Whip, Mr. Curry. Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip. 05513.
Oh! Anyway. So if you want your condiment comedy,
yeah,
not really. He'll be outside soon. I mean, it's warm, but you can go inside for it. Pip, where can people hear your husband?
Mr. Helix is actually this week, he's the morning guy on HudsonRiverRadio.com. Yeah. They had to switch things up a little bit. So,
why?
Well, the morning person was not available, so he is.
So he's you?
Is that
no, no, he stepped in. So he's the
what
morning
what happened
guy.
To the morning person? Tell us. Tell us his internet radio drama, girl.
No, the morning person is just not available for the next 2 weeks. So.
Maybe he wasn't a morning person.
I didn't know that's like a fucking option, funny.
They just want to sleep in.
Yeah.
I'm writing some condiment
jokes.
You
do it.
I can't.
Funny. Yeah, it's like, I got this sriracha
so
thing.
That's
sriracha.
Like an option. You know what? I'm not going to do the morning shift.
It happens, I guess.
So who's doing Mr. Helix's?
Actually, I forget his name, but he works with the Rockland Boulders. He's the announcer and color commentary with Rockland Boulders.
I'll tell you what, nothing is great for the drive home like a fucking starting lineup for 3 hours. That's some great radio right there. The starting lineup in different accents for three fucking hours. And announcements. Ladies and gentlemen, please watch out for foul balls.
It's a beautiful.
Now some words from our sponsors.
It's a great day for radio. And next up, some ball one, fire it away.
Let's play two songs.
That's pretty much how it's going to go. That's pretty much how his show is going to sound.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, so,
nice.
So this week, you have to listen to Mr. Helix on HudsonRiverRadio.com in the morning driving time.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah. I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club this Thursday, 525 Arnold Avenue in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. For tickets and information, 1-877-UNCLE-VIN. Saturday, I will be in Connecticut, Shelton, Connecticut, at the Russian Club of Shelton.
Of course you will.
Yes, comrade. Are
you going to be talking Trump there?
Yes. 30 Howe Avenue, Shelton, Connecticut.
It's okay, comrade. I'm with you.
Gigs at 8 o'clock. I'll have it on my Facebook page because I know the number for information.
And don't worry. If you don't, some bot will put it up there. It'll be fine. The fucking Russian club. Big fun. You got to wear your Trump hat.
Yeah. It's fucking
great. What is a Russian club?
It's a Russian club.
Was it like dressing? Because that would be right into your condiment thing.
Oh,
Huge.
They got the best dressing, the Russians. Oh, big fan. Orange like me.
I got it from nothing.
People are saying it's like Thousand Island, not I Eat Billion Island.
You're going to love Russian dressing.
I Eat Billion Island.
Yeah, I'll be with Walt this Saturday, so come on out. Got some new stuff. Stuff you haven't seen before. Got new
It'll
stuff.
It'll be fun, man.
We'll be fun. We'll have a good time. Got people coming to the show.
Nice.
It's a good time. Hopefully we see Pip. Walt will come up there and insult the audience before the show. Like only he can.
What else is
Hold
new?
On. If you ever went down to the Comedy Works and saw Kaplan, you would be, I'm not doing enough.
Yeah, but at least Walt keeps it fucking concise.
Yeah,
will insult you for 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Walt makes a swear. Walt's going to insult you, but it's going to be sweet. Right. It's going to be nice and quick.
This guy had it. He had his shirt tucked in. He looked so faggy in the front row.
5 minutes after Walt takes his fucking ticket and introduces himself as the club owner.
And he gets up and he's there. And I'm just playing with him. And they all told me because it was his birthday. He says, just play with him. He'll love it. And he's got the khaki chinos on and he's got his shirt tucked in.
Chinos?
And I'm like, dude, you are really faggy with the tucked in shirt, and then I realized my shirt was tucked in.
It's ironic, Walt.
Oh my God.
I did it.
Listen, it's no condiment humor, but what, you know, it is what it
is. I was on stage one night, and there was a guy sitting up front, and I go, "That's a nice shirt." And I go, "Make that for men." And
it's a standard line.
But the funny, here's the deal, I felt awful because it was a dumb joke, one awful joke. The other table would not let it go all night. Only time I've apologized to Pat. I go, dude, I didn't know that you were.
I thought
strangers.
I was the only asshole here.
No, I go,
yeah, really?
I go, dude, I feel bad. Usually I could, you know, that's my job. But I didn't know these other guys. I bought him a drink. I apologize.
Well, why did you attack him?
Because he just had, he was, I don't know, it was just one of those things where he was wearing this bright shirt or something like that. And you're like, it's a nice shirt. I go, they make that for men. You know, and it was, you know, it was in the moment.
This is why people don't sit in the front row.
It was,
you're mean.
It was in the,
I don't pick on shirts.
Look at Joe holding up the mirror to Davin and waiting for him to get it.
I can't see me. I'm a vampire. I have no reflection.
Come on to this guy.
I know.
I mean when they deserve it.
Okay, so you're saying that Joe didn't.
That's why I asked. I was asking why Joe sunk his fangs into
it. It wasn't even sinking his fangs. It was just something that happened.
A little fang.
No. It was something that was in the moment. It wasn't mean spirit. It was just a goof.
And Walt have the same writer.
The audience led, but I felt bad because the other table was goofing on him the whole night, and I felt bad about that.
It's always good when a bunch of strangers are fucking goofing on what you're wearing.
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
I remember years ago, I'd been doing comedy for a couple years, and this is when I would still go to clubs when I wasn't off. I guess I got like free tickets to one of the New York clubs or something, and I was wearing my the old Kelly Green Jets jerseys. Remember, not the dark green that they have now, the old one, and it was like a Wayne Corbett jersey, and the comic starts ripping on me for like wearing like the color green and everything, and he like asked me what I did, and I was like really tempted. To say, listen, man, I'm a comic and I'm about to rip you to shreds. But I didn't. You know, I just kind of laughed and went along. But I was like, wow.
So what did you say you did?
I probably said I was like a law student or something. Because that's what I was.
Oh, all right.
That's what I was. But as a comic, even at that point, I could have fucking... Really, motherfucker? I come
here
to
it
your
comes.
Show. I'm in the front row. I'm wearing my little football jersey. It's not like this is something unheard of.
Right.
It's a football jersey. You're going to rip into me? I didn't do that, though. Because I had the respect. But that is the respect. Fucking danger you run into.
Yeah.
That's the one time you're going to rip into somebody's shirt.
What's the odds on that?
What?
Stop picking on a comic. And
well, because not most comics don't sit in the front.
Right. Well, then most comics don't go to a show.
Right. Absolutely.
When I was in college, there was a comedy show going to be in the local bar on campus. And so I was just part of the committee that like puts on events at school. So I stood
the
in like...
Skeller.
Kind of. And I just stood in like this area where everybody sort of hung out. And I said, hey, everybody, there's going to be a show tonight, blah, blah, blah. Some asshole starts heckling me over the announcement. And I'm like, I'm not performing, you stupid
Sorry,
ass.
I couldn't help myself.
I know. I'm not one of the comics. I'm announcing the show, you stupid ass.
You suck.
Yeah, I know.
Be more funny.
Vinny D'Agostino was in this comedy competition. He started doing comedy last year. He was in this comedy competition at the Brokerage. And Anthony's down there. He was hanging out. And I was a patron. And I'm sitting up front. And everybody, and it's the regular governor's lineup. So I'm sitting in the thing. And everybody's going, Joe Curry? Because they weren't expecting me to be sitting there. Yeah.
All right.
What are you
saying? Any more on condiments, or are you done?
It's a little antidote. Friendly antidote.
Comic.
People don't like it.
You should
give
yourself a nickname. You could be the bad boy of Long Island.
Yeah, just a nice little innocent story, you know.
It was.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah, I don't care.
Don't be bitter just because it didn't land.
It wasn't supposed to be funny. It was just a little.
Well, then it accomplished what you hoped for.
Okay, it did.
Don't be bitter because
not
you should be proud of yourself.
Not bitter about that. Just try a nice little slice of life thing, and you carved me up.
It's quarter to 10.
You got someplace to be?
Yeah.
You working on a podcast to insult people?
All right. Joe, just turn it to the words good. Write some hot sauce material on the way home.
Yeah.
Come on.
Use
it for good.
How about that hot sauce?
How about that hot sauce?
Look at that fucking inspiration. It's amazing Walt never fucking became
that
a comic.
Is hot.
Well, there you go. That is hot.
That is
yeah,
hot.
You know what, though? Meanwhile, at the show, you let me know. Meanwhile, at the show this week. You know, hot sauce. Really? Really? Really?
No, that won't be me. That'll be stupid. You know I'm not doing your act. That'll be him. I got enough things to upset people with. I don't need your shit to do. That'll be Walt trying to stretch to 3.5.
You got a call. That workshopping, huh?
Yeah. Why do they need...
Speaking of hot sauce.
Yeah, right.
Speaking why do they need 57 varieties?
What's the deal with hot sauce?
What's the deal with hot sauce, Kramer?
Anybody have that ring of fire? Burns.
Oh.
Yeah. Why do they need 57 varieties? Why can't they just stop at a good number
of 45?
I've
only seen one. That's right, Jerry. Only seen one.
Right. That's enough. All right. Thank you guys for hanging out. Walt, thank you for joining us. Great.
Yes,
thank
Walt.
You.
Good game.
Nice cans.
Yes.
Thank you for Snapple. Nice cans, Walt.
I thought you guys would be on to that.
What do you mean?
I thought you, as soon as you heard cans, you would think it was Mexicans and Puerto Ricans.
No, you misjudged your audience. We went straight to dirty.
We immediately think of you as a pervert.
Yeah.
We don't. I mean, racist is number two. But pervert's
but
number
see,
one.
You sent me a message. He goes, oh, I guess it's about recycling.
I was joking.
LOL. And I knew you were joking, so that's why I thought you knew what it meant. I never actually thought that it would be breasts.
Before you came in, Davin said that the name of your game was cans, and I immediately covered my chest. I
but that's
did.
What I was about to come on them.
Yeah. I was deflecting with my Wonder
exactly.
Woman's breasts.
Right, everyone.
Ding,
pretty much.
Ding.
See you next week.
Hysterical.